Tip 7 deals with concluding the inquiry. At long last, we've got to the end, but hopefully more quickly after these tips. So the end is in sight. Happy days. This is where our skills as negotiators have a real financial impact. Remember, fully disclose all material facts. I am, though, happy to try to negotiate wherever I can to get any tax bill due to an absolute minimum. So, what can we negotiate on? Well, the answer is pretty much everything, although the art is in knowing when, where, and how to press the inspector to reduce any amount of the settlement. So, let's think through the logical way of minimising a tax settlement by entirely legitimate means. Firstly, the investigation will usually be in depth for only one return year or accounting period, with the inspector then wanting to adjust any other years as a consequence of and by reference to whatever he establishes in the period under inquiry. Given then that this year or period sets the mark for other consequential periods, it makes sense that the smaller the adjustment in the inquiry period, the smaller the consequential amendments, with a corresponding overall reduction in the total settlement cost. So, firstly, let's work as hard as possible to get any inquiry period adjustments as small as is possible. Those savings will then be replicated many times over in the other years of adjustments. Next, ask yourself the question, should we be amending any other years at all? Inspectors rely on what they call the assumption of continuity for disturbing the other years. That is, if the inspector finds that a client has underdeclared income for a particular period, then it is likely to have gone on undetected previously, so the inspector has a right to bring other years into line with his findings. But is that always correct? Look critically at those other years for features or aspects which mean either no disturbance or perhaps a restricted disturbance is due. This will largely depend on the particular circumstances of each case and is highly variable, but it is also highly valuable to consider nonetheless. What about the years involved? Well, usually it's the inquiry year or the inquiry period, plus the previous six, plus any later years if later returns have been filed without alterations to bring them into line. So, for an inquiry that's run 2 years, we could easily be looking at 8 or 9 years of potential adjustments. The question I would pose is, in those circumstances, is there anything at all to be lost by haggling or negotiating with the inspector over these years? And of course the answer is absolutely not. The worst the inspector can say is no deal. He certainly won't increase the years concerned. If the inspector says deal though, you get the chance to drop some years out of the settlement. Always good news. Now this is pure horse trading, but if you don't ask, you certainly won't get. So what's to lose? One word of caution though. The settlement comprises tax, interest and penalties for the adjusted number of years. We've seen how to reduce the tax and the years, and we'll do penalties separately as a single tip. I do, however, want to mention interest. The interest element of a tax investigation settlement is recompense for the government for not having had the tax on time. Because of that, there is a three-line whip that the interest amount is non-negotiable. That rule is sacrosanct and won't be undermined or moved on, so please don't try. What I always say to practitioners is the best way to reduce the interest charge is to reduce the tax along the lines we've discussed. So, We'll discuss penalties in a moment. Is that the end of the story as regards settlements? Well, the answer is no, not quite. Again, where we might be able to help the client is with time to pay. Now, if the client wants a monthly plan to settle his investigation amount, the inspector may give this, but he will want to charge interest for the duration of this deal. But most settlements not by instalments are payable within 30 days of the final agreement. So here's a challenge. Can you get a more favourable period without instalment interest? What about 60 days or 90 days to clear the liability with no added interest? It all helps the client and it all helps the client's cash flow. The best I've ever managed is 180 days or 6 months with no extra interest charge. I couldn't quite believe it, but like I've said, if you don't ask, you don't get. And if you can beat that deal, please let me know.